Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Psachim Daf Samach Vav. We began the new parak yesterday, Eil Dvarim, and we did the Mishnah, which basically had a discussion between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua in terms of does the Korban Pesach, what aspects of the Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. And without repeating the Mishnah, let's jump right into the Gemara, which will discuss various aspects of the Mishnah. So the Gemara begins, again, the start of the Gemara, Samach Vav Omer Aleph, about 10 lines down. Tanur Rabbanan, learned in the following Braisa. Halacha Zunis Alma Mibnei Beseira. The following halacha was forgotten, was not known by the Bnei Beseira. Who are the Bnei Beseira? So Marsha brings down that there were three brothers. We have them mentioned throughout various places in the Gemara, Rav Yeshua ben Maseira, Rav Shimon ben Maseira, and Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. Now, Rashi seems to imply that all of them were Nesiim at one point in time. Nesiim Hayu. Marsha, on the other hand, suggests that only one of them was the Nasi, and in fact, the others were obviously great, great Talmidei Chachamim, but only one of them was actually the Nasi. But all of them seem to have forgotten this halacha. Which halacha? So the Gemara tells us, "Pam achas chol arba'a solios b'Shabbos." One time, erev Pesach cholios b'Shabbos. Again, like this year, that the 14th day of the month of Nisan was on erev Shabbos. And shachachu lo yadu in Pesach doches haShabbos imlav. Now they had to shach the korban Pesach. They had to do the haktara of the emurim. They had to do all the avodos of the Korban Pesach, and they didn't realize or didn't know if, in fact, it was able to be done on Shabbos. So they didn't know what to do. Amru, they said, maybe somebody else knows the answer. We just don't remember the answer. Maybe somebody knows, is the Korban Pesach Docha Shabbos or is it not Docha Shabbos? What should we do? Amru Lahem, so the people that they were speaking to responded back to these great Talmidei Chachamim, yeah, there is a huge Talmud Chacham that just came up from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shmo. This is the great Hillel, Hillel HaBavli. Shishimesh, he was the attendant, he was a Talmud Vosik, he was a great Talmud of the Gedolei Hador. Shnei Gedolei Hador, who were that? Shmaya Vavtalya. He learned by Shmaya Vavtalya, they were the Gedolei Hador at that time in Bavel, and he learned by them. And he will certainly know, Viodeya, he would know, if anybody's going to know, he's going to know, in Pesach Docha, it's a Shabbos, in Lav. Is the Korban Pesach able to be Docha the Shabbos or not? So now, the simple understanding is that this was on Yud Gimel of Nisan, this was on Friday. Shalchu V'Korulo. They sent for Hillel HaBavli, and they asked him, Amru lo, no, maybe you know, Klum ati yodei, my Pesach dochas Shabbos imlav. Do you know the halacha? Is the Korban Pesach dochas Shabbos, or is it not dochas Shabbos? Amru lahem, so Hillel HaBavli told them, nu, v'chi Pesach echod, yesh lanu, bashana. Is there only one Korban Pesach? In other words, is there only one Korban that's dochas Shabbos? Is that your question? What about all the other Korbanos that we bring on Shabbos? He said, in fact, we bring many, many korbanos. Rashi points out, they call them psachim because most of them were from the same type of korban, a seh or a goat, a sheep or a goat, seh or yizim. So therefore, they were called psachim. But they meant that there are more than 200 korbanos that are brought on Shabbos throughout the year. Where do you get this number from? So Rashi says, b'shana, in a year, you have Chamishim Shabbosos. A Hebrew year is 354 days. So that's roughly, if you go 7 into 354, it comes out to 50 weeks and 4 days. So therefore, there are 50 Shabbosos roughly in every year. And therefore, in a year, you have Chamishim Shabbosos, the whole Shabbos, v'Shabbos, Rashi tells us, Arba Kvasim. They always brought 4 Korbanos every Shabbos. You had the Shnayim L'tmidim, you had the Korban Tomei Shel Shachar, Korban Tomei Shel Ben Arbayim, and then you had the Shnayim L'Musafim, and then the 2 Korbanos that were brought as the Korban Musaf. So therefore, there are 4 Korbanos brought every single Shabbos of the year. 50 Shabbos of the year, Harim Masayim. And that doesn't even include the Vat Shabbos Shabbatok Pesach, Chag. And that doesn't include the Shabbos that is on Pesach and the Shabbos that is on Sukkot. Shekrev ben Musaf Yom. Therefore, they had additional korbanos then. The Shivos Tloyim b'Pesach, V'Rabos Olachag. These were just the goats and the sheep, as I mentioned. So there are many more than 200 korbanos that are brought off through the year. And they're brought on Shabbos. So what's your question? Of course you bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So Amulah, so the Bnei B'Seira, they said to Hillel, nu, minayin l'cha, very good that you're telling us this, but what's the source? Amulah, so Hillel said, it says by the Korban Pesach, the word Moado, Nemar Moado b'Pesach, and it says, Nemar Moado b'Somit, by both the Korban Pesach and by the Korban Tomit, it tells us that it has to be done b'Moado, meaning that it has to be done at that set point in time. It is a time-dependent, specific carbon that must be brought then. So therefore, it's Docheh Shabbos. And he says, just like the word Boado by the carbon Tamid means that it's Docheh Shabbos, so too, the usage of the word Moado by Pesach is also telling us that it's Docheh Es HaShabbos. Now, furthermore, he adds, there's another reason. There's a kavachomer that you should be allowed to go and shecht the carbon tamid when it's erev, or the carbon pesach when it's erev pesach holios b'shabbos from the carbon tamid. That's a kavachomer. Umat tamid, the carbon tamid, which is doche shabbos, which is not if you don't bring the carbon tamid, it's a terrible thing, but it's not a chiyuv of kares. If you don't bring the carbon pesach, it's a chiyuv of kares. Umat tamid she'ein onush kares by the carbon tamid. If you don't bring it, it's a terrible thing, but it's not a chiyuv of kares. Nevertheless, Docheh Es HaShabbos, we push aside the halachos of Shabbos and we allow you to go bring the korban tamid shoshachus korban tamid shebein arba'ayim. So I'll ask kama kavachomer Pesach shonish karis. If a person doesn't bring the korban Pesach, he's chayiv karis. And we mentioned many times it's one of the two mitzvahs I say that a person is chayiv karis for if he doesn't go and bring the korban Pesach, doesn't go do a bris mila. These are mitzvahs I say that you chayiv karis for. All the other 36 items that I mentioned in the Gemara in Krisus, in the Mishnayis there, they're all los assays. So if you don't bring the carbon pesach, you chayiv kares. So certainly, if the carbon tamid for which you're not chayiv kares for is docheh Shabbos, so certainly the carbon pesach, which you're chayiv kares for, if you don't bring it, certainly ain't no din, shedocheh Shabbos, the kavachom should be docheh Shabbos. Now, the Bnei B'Tzeira were very, very impressed with Hillel, and they were honest Tamidei Chacham. They were great, great Tamidei Chacham. They said, we don't deserve to be the Nasi. The Nasi is supposed to be the Gadol HaDor. He's supposed to be the biggest Talmud Chacham. Clearly, Hillel is a bigger Talmud Chacham than we are, and therefore, Miyad, immediately, they didn't want this cover to be the Nasi if there was somebody greater than them. So, Hoshivu Barosh, they appointed Hillel to be the Nasi instead of them. Ominu Nasi Aleihem, they put him in the chief rabbi slot. He was now the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, and Hayadoresh Kol Yom Kulo Kilchas HaPesach. Rashi points out that this is what the Nasi, one of the responsibilities of the Nasi, what he was supposed to do. As Rashi says, Kederech Shanasi Yosef, the Nasi's job was to teach the people Hilchas Pesach. So he sat there all day. This was Yud Gimel, as we'll see in a moment, and he taught the people the halachos of Pesach, so they would be prepared the next day for bringing the Korban Pesach. In fact, that's the idea behind having a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. The purpose of the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha is supposed to be that you are going to teach the people the halachos of Pesach. It's not supposed to be a pilpul, it's supposed to be a very practical how-to-do Pesach type of a Shia. So this year, when it's going to be that Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, so it's a whole big question, when do you do the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha? Do you do it the week before, or do you do it on that Shabbos? Because if it's that Shabbos, which is before Pesach, but the people aren't going to have a chance to do the preparations that the Shabbos Hagadol Shia is going to talk about, so there are different customs as to when you do the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha in this situation. In any event, Hillel darshaned all day long. Hillel, by the way, came from Malchus Beis David, so the Nasi always came from Malchus Beis David, so it's very appropriate that Hillel was the new Nasi of Klal Yisrael. He took over from the Bnei B'Seira. Now, when he started darshaning, Hillel did something that the Gemara tells us, I would never say this, but the Gemara says Hillel did something a little bit wrong. Hischil mekantron bidvarim. He was attacking to a small extent the Bnei B'Seira for losing their position as the Nasi. Rashi explains this is a lashon of kinita v'itzavon. It is an argument he had with them. He was not happy with them, and therefore he was lekanter. He attacked them to a small extent. Amalhem, in his drashi, he said to them, "Mi garam lochem? What caused you to lose your nesius? What made you now give up your nesius to me that I should come today?" Of all days, why are you losing your nesius, your great Tamidei Chachamim? So he said, Atzlus Soya Bechem. This has to do with the fact that you were in some way lazy. And Atzlus is a lashon of you didn't do everything that you could have done. Now again, Chas v'Shalom, the Bnei B'Seira were huge Tamidei Chachamim. But on their level, Hillel felt that they needed a certain level of Musar. And he told them, because Shalosh Shemashtim, Shnei Gedoli Adar, because you didn't go to the trouble of learning like I did by the Gedoli Adar, Shmaya Vavtalyan, they were the Gedoli Adar, and you should have gone to Babel to learn from them. You should have made more of an effort. And therefore, that's why you're no longer in the position of the Nesius. The Bnei B'Seri don't respond. To their great credit, they took the Musa that Hillel gave to them. We'll see, Hillel was a little bit punished for doing this. This was a little bit of inappropriate action on his part. Again, I would never say this in my Yochas Shom. This is the great, great, great Hillel. But the Gemara will tell us this in a moment. In any event, they continue having a discussion. Amrullah, the Bnei B'Seri said to Hillel, what about the following? And they called him Rabbi. Even though he took their position, and even though he gave them Musa, they were absolutely not concerned with their own personal greatness or their own personal loss here. They were Talmidim now. So Rebbe, they call him Rebbe. Shachach v'lo hevi sakin. They said, what is the halacha if a person on Yudalit, Erev Pesach Cholios b'Shabbos, forgot to bring the knife to the Azara? V'lo hevi sakin. Me'erev Shabbos. He didn't carry it. This is one of the things that Efshar Lasos Me'erev Shabbos. We said in our Mishnah that the Chacham's opinion is that if it's something that you could have done before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any Isurim, the Reis or the Rabbanim, on Shabbos that you could have done beforehand. So this was Efshar Lasos. They could have done this before Shabbos. So what is that law? If a person forgot to bring a knife, V'lo Yivisak and Me'erev Shabbos to the Azara, Mahu, how is he going to Shechet his Korban Pesach? What should he do in that situation? So Amar Lehen, Hillel said to them, Halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. So here Hillel is, because he was a little bit harsh on them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him forget the halacha. He said, I knew this halacha v'shachachti. The Maharsha says this illustrates the problem that Hillel said, shamati, I knew this halacha, but I forgot it. So if it had just said, I don't know. So Hillel said, I don't know what the halacha is, so that wouldn't have shown why he forgot the halacha. But the fact that he said over here, shamati, I knew this halacha, v'shachachti, and I forgot it. So this, again, illustrates the point that Maharsha says, that Hillel made a mistake over here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mido keneged mido, you were a little bit arrogant, so we're going to go and make you forget something, and you'll be in need of knowing what the halacha is yourself. So Hillel says, I don't remember. I knew this halacha once, but I forgot it. But he says, I know a perfect way to answer this problem. Elo, you know how we'll figure out the answer? Hanach len Yisrael. We'll see what Klai Yisrael does. Klai Yisrael, Mestama, we find all the time, we say in the Gemara, Puchazi Mayama Debar. Go and see what the people are doing. Mestama, all Klai Yisrael has is a schus that they're not going to do something wrong. So therefore, let's see what Klai Yisrael does. Therefore, he says, Im ein Nevi'in Heim, even if Klai Yisrael aren't Nevi'im themselves, or even B'nei Nevi'in Heim, this is a famous line from Amos, where Amos says, to Amatzia, I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. In any event, so we find this statement many times in the Gemara. So Hillel says, even if Klai Yisrael are not Nevi'im or the sons of Nevi'im, he says, let's see what they do tomorrow. Lamachar. That's why many of the Mefarshim explain over here that this was actually on Yud Gimel, Friday. And he said, let's see what the Jewish people do tomorrow. And that will tell us. So they waited till the next day. Now it's Shabbos. Erev Pesach Cholios with Shabbos. And they saw that somebody who's Korban Pesach was a sheep, Misha Pisco Tle, so then how would that person bring his knife? Tochavo Vitzamro. He would insert the knife into the thick wool of the sheep, and this way the sheep carried the knife all the way to the Azara. No problem. Sheep is one of the two types of animals that could be the Korban Pesach. If, on the other hand, the person brought a goat, Misha Pisco Gidi, if they brought a goat, it had to be less than 1 year old, either a sheep or a goat. That was the halach of the Korban Pesach. So if somebody chose to bring a goat, so the goats don't have a lot of wool, so they can't put the knife in the wool, what did they do to bring their knife? Tochavo Ben Karnav. They put it in between the horns of the goat, and this way the goat carried the knife to the Beis HaMikdash Azara, and there was no problem. So this is what Hillel and the Bnei B'Seri saw the people do, and therefore, Roa Maisa, Hillel saw them do this, v'nizkar halacha, and he remembered that the halacha is exactly like these people did. V'yomer, he said, yes, kach mekublani mipi Shmaya v'Avtalion. This is exactly what I heard from Shmaya v'Avtalion. I've forgotten it, and now Baruch Hashem, when I saw the Maisa, what Klai Yisrael did, I remembered it. The Menachem Meisher of Nefesh, others as well, asked this question. So when it was on Yud Gimel, why didn't they just tell the people on Friday, don't forget to bring your knives. Make a public announcement. Send out an email to the entire Klai Yisrael saying, listen, everybody, remember that it's Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos tomorrow, so go bring your knives to the Azara today. So Menachem Meisher of Nefesh brings four answers to this question. First of all, he says, they specifically didn't want to announce it because they wanted to see what Klai Yisrael would do. The general memory of Klai Yisrael would go and remind Hillel and the Bnei B'Seri what the minhag was, what the halacha was based upon. So that's why they didn't announce it. Number two, they did announce it, he says. Maybe they announced it, but of course some people still forgot, right? You make an announcement, everybody bring your sneakers to shul. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so this Matzah Shabbos, you can take off your shoes and put on your sneakers, so half the people forget. So therefore, they did announce it, but some people forgot, and that's what they were watching for. Alternatively, he says that this actually occurred on Friday night when they had this discussion. So that's why it says Lamachar, Shabbos morning. But it was ready Friday night. It was too late to make the announcement. Alternatively, he says that they assumed that most people would remember, some people wouldn't, and those people would show them what the halacha was, and if they didn't know, so they would borrow somebody else's knife. A shechita knife could be done for more than one shechita. So therefore, there certainly would be knives in the Azara. It would be enough knives that they could borrow somebody else's knife to do the shechita. If they didn't announce it, remember to bring your own knife. So that's what Nachman Eshel says. There was an opportunity here to see what Klal Yisrael would do. So this finishes the braisa of this discussion between Hillel Bavli and the B'nai B'Seira. And now we'll go dissect each piece. So Amamar is always the language that we use when we're dissecting a piece of it. Rufa, I mentioned many times, when we repeat the whole braisa or the whole statement, here Amamar, we're going to repeat part of it. So we first repeat the proof that Hillel said, why you're allowed to go bring the Karban Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, why you're allowed to, it's Docha Shabbos. So now, Nemar Moado by Pesach, Hillel told them, the Nemar Moado by Somid. It says the word Moado by Pesach, and it also says the same word Moado by the Korban Tomid. And therefore he said, Ma Moado Amor by Tomid Dochas Shabbos, so too, Af Moado Amor by Pesach Dochas Shabbos. So therefore the usage of the word Moado tells us it has to be done at that specific time. It says it by the Korban Pesach, just like it says it by the Korban Tomid, like by the Korban Tomid, it's Dochas Shabbos, so too by Pesach it's Dochas Shabbos. Mori asked the obvious question though. How do you know that this is the word Moado? It's the same exact word by Pesach as it is by the Korban Tumid. So why are you telling me just like by the Korban Tumid? You know because of Moado. You could have said the same thing. By Pesach it says Moado. How do you know that the Korban Tumid, Moado, means that it's allowed to be shechted on Shabbos? The Tumid Gufei, the Gemara asks, Minol on the Dochi Shabbos. How do you know that the word Moado means that it can go and push aside the bringing the Shabbos is pushed aside to bring the Korban Tumid? Elam, you're going to tell me because of the word Moado, Mishum Dixit Be Moado. So then, by Pesach Nami, Hakisiv Be Moado. So that can't be the reason. If the word, the drush is from the word Moado, it's the same drush. It could be made directly from Pesach. You don't have to make an analogy to the Korban Tumid. So obviously, that's not the source. The word Moado is not the source, all Gemara says. Later on, Rashi points out the Gemara will tell us that it is the source. There is a difference of opinion. But in our Gemara right now, he says, Ela Moado lo mashmale. From the word Moado alone, you wouldn't know that it's Docha Shabbos. You wouldn't know that the Korban Tumid is Docha Shabbos, and therefore you won't know that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. And therefore, the word Moado, Ela Moado lo mashmale by the Korban Tumid, and Hochanami by the Korban Pesach, Moado lo mashmale. That's not the source. So what is the source? El Amakra, El of the Pasuk tells us, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, that the Ola of Shabbos comes on Shabbos on top of Al Olas HaTomid, in addition to the Olas HaTomid. In other words, you bring the special Musafim for Shabbos in addition to the Korban Tomid that is brought on Shabbos. And that teaches me Klal. Therefore, we see that the Ola is in fact the Korban Tomid, Kreva B'Shabbos. The Korban Tomid is an Ola. And in fact, it is brought on Shabbos. And just like the Korban Ola is brought on Shabbos, now we can use this as a Gzeirah Shava. Moado, Moado. It's not that the word Moado is the source itself, according to our Gemara here. Later on, the Gemara will say that it is the source. But for now, we're saying that the source of bringing the Korban Tomid Docha Shabbos is from the words Ola Shabbos B'Shabbato Alolas HaTomid. And therefore, we know that the Korban Tomid is brought on Shabbos. And therefore, Moado is a Gzeir Shava. Moado from Tomid to Moado on Shabbos teaches us just like the Korban Tomid Docha Shabbos, so too the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Amamar, we repeat again part of the Braisa. We dissect the next part of the Braisa, where Hillel said not only is there the Moado Moado, but there's also Kavu Chomer. V'od, he said another reason why the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos is from the following Kavu Chomer, which we said, Uma Tomid Shein Onish Koreis Docha Shabbos, Pesach Shein Onish Koreis Inodin Shein Docha Shabbos. If the Korban Tomid, which again, a terrible thing if you don't bring it, but you're not Chayiv Koreis, is Docha Shabbos, so certainly the Korban Pesach, which is a terrible thing, and you're Chayiv Koreis if you don't bring the Korban Pesach when you could. So if the Korban Tumid is Docha Shabbos, which is not a Chiyuv Koreis, certainly the Korban Pesach, which is a Chiyuv Koreis, if you don't bring it, is Docha Shabbos. That was the second proof that Hillel told the B'nai B'Seira. But the Gemara says, Ikel HaMifrach, that has a pircha to it. You could crumble this Kal V'Chomer by saying the following, Ma L'Tumid Shekein Todir V'Cholil, the Korban Tumid has two unique aspects from it that are different than the Korban Pesach. Number one, it's Todir, it's brought every day. Bein B'Shachris and Bein Rabbayim. So it has an aspect of Tadir. Maybe something that's Tadir is Docha Shabbos, or something that comes once a year, it's not Docha Shabbos. And number two, the Cholil, it's an Ola. The Karban Tamid is an Ola. It's totally on the Mizbeach. Cholil Toktar. Everything but the hide is burnt on the Mizbeach. Maybe that's why it's Docha Shabbos. But the Karban Pesach, which is, listen, mostly eaten by people, and a small little bit, the sacrificial fats, the Emurim, are burnt on the Mizbeach. Maybe that's not Docha Shabbos. So therefore, your Kavachomer isn't a good Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hillel didn't rely upon the Kavachomer. That's why he said, V'od Kavachomer. His real proof, Kavachomer, Amalem Bereisha. He did tell him the Kavachomer, Uprachu, and they slugged it up. And that's why, V'hodar, Amalu, the Xerishava of Moado, Moado. Gemara says, no, if you have a Xerishava, why do you even bother the Kavachomer? The Chim Yachad, the Goma Xerishava, Kavachomer Lonely. So if the real answer is the Xerishava, Moado, Moado, why did he even mention V'od Kavachomer? So the Gemara explains as follows. Ella Lididhu Karmalu. Hillel said to the Bnei Basari, you should have been able to figure this out on yourself. Okay, granted, Xerishava, you can't darshan on your own. Bishlamo Xerishava lo gamrisu. If you don't have Xerishava, you can't darshan Xerishava on your own. You can't say, well, it says the pasuk says over here S, and the pasuk there says S. Oh, S, Xerishava. You can't do that. Xerishava is a halach le Moshe v'Sinai. It's a Kabbalah that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. This is the listing of Gzeri Shavas. Rav Shachta Shlita once said that it wasn't necessarily agreed upon by everybody what those Gzeri Shavas were. That's why we sometimes have a machlokes in a Gemara that they hold for the Gzeri Shavas and they don't hold for the Gzeri Shavas. So there was a certain number of Gzeri Shavas that were handed down, but the Masoreth to which actually were the Gzeri Shavas could sometimes be a machlokes. In any event, they didn't have this Kabbalah that this was Xerishava. They just didn't know it. So Hillel says, I can't fault you for that. Bishlam Xerishava lo gamrisu. What can I do? Then Adam don Xerishava miatzvo. You can't go and learn Xerishava on your own. So I don't hold you at fault for not knowing this Xerishava. I thought of Ayon that maybe that's why Hillel told them in the Musa, you should have gone to learn by Shmaya and Avtayim, and then you wouldn't be deficient in learning these Xerishavas. In any event, but Xerishava, you can't learn on your own, but a Kavachomer you can. Anybody can come up with a Kavachomer. It's not a Mesorah. If you can come up with a logical argument that nobody can shlug up, so then that's a Kavachomer, and you learn how to din daraisa from that. So he says, Ela Kavachomer. The other don meatzmo. A person can, on his own, come up with a foolproof Kavachomer, and if you can't shlug it up, that's the halacha. So, Iboya Luchu Lemeidan, you should have learned it on your own, and that's why he held them accountable for not knowing the halacha. However, they responded back to him, Amrulei, Kavachomer Priyachu, but we can shlug up the Kavachomer, as they did, because it's Tamid, and it's Kalil. There were two aspects of the Karban Tamid that you don't find by Karban Pesach. The daily routine of bringing it, and it's totally brought in the Mizbeach. So therefore, they felt that the Kavachomer wasn't a good Kavachomer. Oh, so that's why he'll have to say the Gzeri Shavah. Amar Mar, again, we go back and dissect the next piece of the Braisa. It said, Lamachar, on the next day, they said, let's see what Klai Yisrael does. So they saw, Misha Pischo Tleh, if somebody's Korban Pesach was a sheep, so they saw the way they carried the knife to the Azara was Tochev Lo Bitzamro. They would insert the knife into the wool, and the animal would carry, the little sheep would carry the knife, well, while it was walking to the Azara, and that's how they got the knife to the Azara. And likewise, if a person brought a Gedi, if his Korban Pesach was a goat, so it doesn't have the wool, so Tochiv Lo Ben Karnov, they would insert the knife in between the horns, and this way the animal would go and carry the knife up to the Azara. Return to Samach Vav Amid Beis. So Gemara asks the following question, how are you allowed to do this? V'ha'ka'ovid avoda b'kotchim. You're working with kotchim. Rashi points out, v'ovi mishum lo sa'avod b'b'chor shorecha. The pasuk tells us you're not allowed to go work with a kachim animal. So it's me'ila. You're doing work over here with the animal. How are you allowed to do that? Before she points out, even if it's not me'ila, you're still not allowed to do work with the animal. So Gemara says they did, the people who put the knife into the tzema, or they put the knife into the horns, they felt that it was allowed because of what Hillel had suggested. The animal wasn't yet kadosh. Hillel came up with a fantastic idea to prevent me'ila. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar Lav al Hillel. Hillel did the following practice, and it was adopted widely by Klai Yisrael, because it was a very smart idea. Miyamav lomo al odam b'oloso. In Hillel's generation, nobody ever did me'ila on a carbon ola that they would bring. Why? Now, carbon ola is kachi kadashim. If you work with it, you're going to be chayiv me'ila. So what did he suggest that the people did? They should follow his practice, which was, when he would bring a carbon ola, he would bring any carbon, ele mevi'a chulun nazara. He wouldn't sanctify it, he wouldn't be Makadish it before they got to the Azara. Therefore, it still was a chulin animal. He would, of course, have the intention, I'm bringing this here for the purpose of bringing it as a carbon, but he wasn't Makadish the animal until they reached the Azara. Then, when they got to the Azara, before they went into the Azara, now they bring Chulin into the Azara. So as soon as they got to the Azara, Umakdisha, at that point in time, he would say, hereby, this animal is now a carbon ola. And he would do immediately the smicha, the somichalav, and we always know the rule, take it, lishchit, the smicha. You do the smicha right beforehand, and then, as soon as he did the somichalav, vishachata, and therefore there was no time to do me'ila. So Hillel instituted this practice, his own personal custom, which was widely adopted by Klai Yisrael, and that's why there is no problem of working with an animal that's kachim, because the animal wasn't kachim yet. The seh, or the goat that they were bringing up to the Beis HaMikdash was not yet Mukdash as a carbon Pesach. It's only when they got to the Azara area, right before they went in, they said, hereby, it is now the carbon Pesach. That solved that problem. But Moshe says, you still have another problem. How are you allowed to be Makdish the carbon Pesach on Shabbos? Great, that's great on a weekday. But now it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Makdish something on Shabbos. So Pesach, B'Shabbos, Hechi Motzi Makdish Lei. It's forbidden to go be Makdish something on Shabbos. How could they go and do this? How do we know that? But it's not. We learned in a Mishnah in Beitza where it says, Ein Makdishin, you're not allowed to be Makdish something on Shabbos. Ein Marichin, you're not allowed to do Erchin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to say that Erkiolai, that this person's gender and age, that value that's stated in Chumash is going to be an obligation for me to bring. So we don't do Erchin on Shabbos. Likewise, Ein Machrimim, you don't donate Chayrim on Shabbos. Chayrim was either a machlokas, whether it's given to the Kohanim or it's given to the Beis HaMikdash, but you don't do this. All of these things involve transactions. And Chacham said, don't do these transactions on Shabbos. Likewise, Vein Magbin Trumus HaMaisus. You don't take off Trumus HaMaisus on Shabbos. You'd be masaking this to make it into Tevel, from being Tevel, into Chulin and Truma and Maisus. We don't do that on Shabbos. Now, all of these things, Kol Elu, it says in the Mishnah Beitza, Beitza deals with Halachos Yontif, it's known as Masechta Yontif. So Kol Elu B'Yontif Amru. So certainly, you can't do this on Yontif, Kal V'Chomer, you can't do it on Shabbos. So therefore, how are you allowed to be Makdish, your Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Shabbos? According to Hillel, that they weren't Makdish until they came near the Azara. How could you do this? Shmuel says, no. When are we not allowed to be Makdish something? When did the Mishnah and Beitza tell us a Makdishin, etc.? Hani Mili B'Chovos She'en Kavulem Zman. Don't do a carbon shlomim. Don't make something. Listen, I'm making a voluntary donation, an ender and a dove over here. Don't do that on Shabbos. If it's a carbon, she'en kavu lem zman, to set something up to be a carbon that you can bring any time of the day, any week, not bedafka on Shabbos, so then don't be makdish on Shabbos. However, avo b'chovo she'kavu lem zman, but something which you're obligated to go bring it on Shabbos, an obligatory carbon to bring it on Shabbos, so then makdishin, it is allowed to be brought. And where do we see this? The Omer of Yochanan. Yochanan said, makdish odem is pisco b'Shabbos v'chagigaso b'yom tov. This exact din was beferish stated by Rav Yochanan, that when Erev Pesach is Chol Yos B'Shabbos, so then you are allowed to be your Makdish, your Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Like Hillel said, don't be Makdish before, and so you don't have a problem of doing Avoda with it by accident. And therefore, Makdish it on Shabbos. It's obligatory to bring it on Shabbos. You'll have to be Makdish it on Shabbos. Likewise, the Chagiga, which is obligatory brought on Yontif, albeit there are days of Tashlumin, but you're supposed to bring it on Yontif. So therefore, if you didn't designate it beforehand, you're allowed to go and designate it on Yontif. And therefore, there is no problem. Morris says, okay, great. It's not a problem of Me'ila, as you said. It's not a problem of being Makdish on Shabbos, as you said. But halo mechamer, how are you allowed to have the animal do work for you on Shabbos? The animal can be Makdish, no problem. So the animal's chulin, but it's doing work for you. We have an Isser of Shabbos that you have to have Shvisas Behemto. So how are you allowed to go and have the animal go and carry this for you? The Isser of Mechamer. You're leading the animal, and the animal's doing work for you. Shmuel says that's not a problem of Nisut Daraisa. Mechamer Klachar Yad. You're doing this in an abnormal way, in a shinodic way. Shein Derech Tle, Loseis Masri, Rashi says. Sheep don't carry. They're not animals of burden. They're small little animals. Sheep aren't a pack mule. They're not a horse. They're not a donkey that carries packages. They're small little animals. And therefore, if you insert into the wool of the sheep or into the horns of the goat, the knife, that's Mechamer klachayad, and that's not an issur daraisa. Okay, Gemara says fine. Mechamer klachayad, nami, great. Need the issur daraisa leka. You've gotten around the issur daraisa. However, issur midrabanan miyaika, but it's still an issur rabbanan. So klachayad can knock something down from a daraisa to the rabbanan. But how can you say that you're doing this the rabbanan? Gemara says, hainu de koboy minay. That's exactly the question that the B'nai B'Seri had to Hillel. How are you going to get the knives? Erev Pesach, Shchol Yos B'Shabbos. To the Beis HaMikdash. So davar sheyesh lo hetim in haTorah, granted, we can get around it by doing it klach hayad. Udavar shvus omed lefon of laku klach hayad. Bimkom mitzvah mai. That was the question that Bnei Ben Sarah asked. Can you go and do this? You're doing a issur d'rabbanan. Are you allowed to do this issur d'rabbanan in this situation, in this fashion? And Amalem, Hillel said to them, yes, halacha zu shemati v'shachachti, I knew this halacha, but I forgot it. Let's see what Klai Yisrael does. Elanich l'el Yisrael. He said, I don't know what the halacha is. I knew this at one point. Mestama Klai Yisrael will know what to do. Let's see what they do. And that's exactly what happened. And that's what the answer that Hillel gave them is, yes, mechamer klach hayad is allowed in this situation. Amar Yud Amar Rav, Kol HaMis Yair. Now we go into a little bit of the Musar part of the Shia, in that Hillel was held accountable in some way for being too harsh on the Bnei B'Seira, and that's why he said, Halacha Zu Shamati, I knew this halacha, but I forgot it. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, if somebody is arrogant to a small extent, Kol HaMis Yair, Mechziki Yuara, is an expression we have throughout the Shas. If somebody is a little bit arrogant, so im chachamu, if he's a tamu chacham, nevertheless, chachmasu mistalekzimenu, he will lose his chachma for that moment. Likewise, im naviu, if he's a navi, nevuasu mistalekzimenu, even a navi will lose his nevua. The terrible, terrible character trait to be at all arrogant. It says, ma'od, ma'od, hevi shval ruach. Person should go to the extreme in terms of being humble. In general, in everything else, we don't like to go to the extreme. We always take the shvil hazov, the Rambam's middle-of-the-road approach is always the desired way. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left, don't be extreme. Take the middle road. But here it says, ma'od, ma'od, hevi shval ruach. Here, you should go to the extreme of being extremely humble and not at all being misyayah. And I'll show you that this is true, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, im chacham hu, that's all Gemara. Mihila. We see this from Hillel. The Amamar, because the story that we just had in the Brisa, Hiskel Mekantron Bidvarim. Hillel got a little bit arrogant in some way against the Bnei B'Seira. The Karmelu, he said to them, Halachazu Shamati Vishachachti. And therefore, he was paid back that he said, I knew this halacha at one point in time, but I forgot it. And therefore, that was the example of Hillel being Messiah a little bit, and Chochmoso Mistalekis Mimenu. And where do we see by the Navi that the Nevuah left the Navi if he's a little bit arrogant? In Navi who Nevuah Mistalekis Mimenu, where do we see that? Mi Devorah, from the great Neviah, Devorah. When she tells us the Shiras Devorah, we're coming up on that Haftorah next week in Parshas B'Shalach. So, Tichsiv, it says in that famous Haftorah, from Shoftim, where we have the Shiras Devorah, and she says, Chodlu Perazom B'Yisrael, Chodeilu, that Klai Yisrael, they no longer could live in the Ori HaProzos, in the open cities. They were scared until Achekamti Devora, until I came along, Shekamti Ein B'Yisrael V'Gomer, and I came along and saved Klai Yisrael. So she put herself as the victor for Klai Yisrael. So therefore, see if it says afterwards in the Haftorah, Uri Uri Devora, Uri Uri Dabri Shir V'Gomer. She says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I made a mistake. Give me back my Nevuah. Give me back over here the ability to finish off the Haftorah. Give me back the ability of Nevuah that I lost because I was a little bit arrogant. So that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says. Similarly, Reish Lakish Amar, Kol Adam Shekoes, if a person becomes angry, similarly, Im Chachmu, Chachmos Mistalekes Mimenu, Im Ravi Yehuda Vuoso, Mistalekes Mimenu. Anger also causes a Talmud Chachm to lose his Chachma, or a Navi to lose his Nevuah. Where does Reish Lakish get this from? So he says, Im Chachmu, Chachmos Mistalekes Mimenu, if a person, a huge Talmud Chachm, nevertheless, if he's getting angry, he will lose his wisdom. So that we learn out from none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest person who ever lived. It says he has faults too. Tichsev, Vayiktsof Moshe Abakudei Achoyel V'Gomer. Moshe became angry. Vayiktsof is anger. That's the chaos that we're talking about causes a person to lose his chokmah. So Moshe Rabbeinu became angry when Klai Yisrael, they defeated the Midianites and they didn't destroy all of Midian. They left the women who caused a tremendous loss of life in Klai Yisrael, the 24,000 lives that were lost because of no Midian. So Moshe Rabbeinu was upset that they allowed them to stay alive. So Vayiktsof, he got angry then. And right after that it says in the next Pasuk Kusiv, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zocha to teach to Klai Yisrael the laws of Hagolas Kalim, the laws that were needed to be taught, and instead, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen Elan Sheyatzov Abon LeMilchoma Zosu Chaset Torah Sheyatzov Hashem Es Moshe VeGomer, that Elazar HaKohen was given the schus to say over these halachos, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the laws were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, but he forgot them. His chochma left him because he was angry. Vayiktzov, therefore, Mikal de Moshe I Aleim Minei, that he forgot this, and therefore Elazar said it over. Yeah, but elsewhere, the Gemara, we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah to Aaron HaKohen, who then taught it to his children, who then taught it to all of Klal Yisrael. There was a four-time repetition of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Elazar HaKohen these dinim, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself forgot them now, and therefore, because he was angry, Elazar got the schus to say this over to Klal Yisrael. In any event, in Navihu, where do we see that? Rish Lakish said, Nevoasim Stalex Mimenu. Where do we learn that? Halacha from Elisha. The famous story with Elisha. It says in Lachem Beis that Elisha said, Lulei Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda Ani Nosei Im Abit Elecha V'merecha V'gomer. Elisha was not happy that he was dealing with the Melech of Yisrael, Yehoram, who was not a great king. And therefore, Yehoshaphat, who was joining up with him, Yehoshaphat was a great king. So Elisha says to Yehoram, I wouldn't be speaking to you if it wasn't for the fact that Yehoshaphat is with you. And therefore, he got angry at him. And it says right after that, V'yatar k'chuli menagein. So afterwards, Elisha lost his prophecy for a moment. And he says, go bring me a musician to play for me music. Vati olav yad Hashem v'gomer. And therefore, I'll be in a good mood. I'll lose my anger. I'll get into a calm, good mood. And then I can accept the nevuah. When a person's angry, his nevuah goes away from him. We find this by Shaul HaMelech. He also was angry, so he wanted David to come play the harp by him. So we see that the music can sometimes put a person into a good mood and allow them to reach a higher level. And that's what happened with Elisha, and that's what happened with David HaMelech as well, with Shaul. And this idea that Reish Lakish brings down, the proof is from Elisha, that if you're angry, even your nevuah can go away. Amar Ramani Bar Patish, Ramani Bar Patish said, Kol Shekoes, if somebody becomes angry, Afilu Poskin Lov Gedula Min Shamayim, Morino so. If somebody becomes angry, they can lose everything. Even if they were designated to be a great person, as we'll see in a story in a moment from David's brother, from Eliyahu, who was a great person and could have been the Melech of Klal Yisrael, but he lost it. And instead, Yishai's youngest son, David, as opposed to the Bechor, Eliyahu, became the ruler of Klal Yisrael because he became angry. Afilu poskin olav gedula min hashamayim. Morino, so anger can cause a person who was designated to be a great person not to reach that high level. Where do we see this from? Ramani Bapati says, Minolan me Eliyahu, from the story of Eliyahu. We know that Shmuel Hanavi was told, go to the house of Yishai, and one of his sons will be the king. Now, he wasn't told which son, so he started off with the Bechor. It went through every son. There were seven well-known sons of Yishai, and none of them was Ocha. And it was only when Shmuel said to Yishai, don't you have any other sons? When he brings out David. David's birth and his entire first years of his life were in a somewhat of a cloud, and that there was a whole suggestion that Rachmona Litzlan, of course it wasn't true, that David HaMelech was a mamzer, and there's a whole story that at that time there was still not clear, well, were you allowed to go take a woman who came from Moab or Amram? So we hadn't yet codified the din that Moavi, below Moavis, that you weren't allowed to go and marry a man into Klal Yisrael who came from Moab, who was Miskaya, but a woman you could. So that din wasn't codified yet. And therefore, Yishai had separated from his wife, but she did not separate from him, and she had relations with him when he was going to get married to a different woman. So she took that woman's place, and she had relations with him, and that's how David came about to be born. And it wasn't clear. People thought that this was a mamzer situation. So David was like in the closet. He was held back. And therefore, Shmuel has to say, do you have any other sons? So this story with Eliyahu is as follows. Shenemar, Vayichar af Eliyahu b'David. Eliyahu, when David came out to the battle, the whole battle with Goliath, where David began to rise in Gedula. So Eliyahu, who was one of the senior officers in Shaul's army, says to David, what are you doing over here? Vayomer, why'd you come out here to the battlefield? Who'd you leave the tzon with? The little bit of flock that you're supposed to take care of. They're out in the desert. What are you doing over here? And Yodati, I know, as the Doncha, the Ace Roll of Avecha, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're guilty of over here and what's the evil in your heart. Kilimain, Rose, Hamuchomo, you're out there. You want to see the battle. So that's why you came out here. So Eliyahu got angry at David. And therefore, V'chiyoz al Shmuel lemim shechinhu, when Shmuel went to go and anoint the son of Yishai to be the king, he didn't know which one. So he went through every one. Bechulu, by each one, it says, Lo bezeh b'achar Hashem. Said, no, sorry, this isn't the one for Hashem. So that was for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. However, Be'eliyav, by the first one, it doesn't say, Lo bezeh b'achar Hashem, but it says, Vayom Hashem l'shmua, Hashem said to Shmua, Al tabet el mareyu ve'el gvoa kamaso. Don't look at this person at his appearance and at his height. He was a person of stature, but he lost it. Don't look. I'll tabet amareo vel gvoa komoso ki maastiu, because I'm unhappy with him. I've become unhappy with him because of the anger that he had. Maastiu, he's disgusting to me at this point in time. Miklal dahabu rochim le ado idno. In fact, until that point in time, Eliyahu could have been the king. He could have been the person that would be designated to be Melech Kaiso, because he was such a great person. But because he got angry, he lost it all. That's what Ramani Bar Partish said, that Afilu Poskin Lov Gedulim and Hashemayim, even if he was designated to be a great person, Moridin also, a person could lose everything by becoming angry. Now the Gemara discusses the question of what exactly is the Korban Tomid and Pesach Docha. So we said Ashkechon, we learned that Tomid u Pesach, the Docha Shabbos. We understand that the Docha Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, so if the Erev Pesach Chol Yom Shabbos, you bring the Korban Pesach. If it's a regular Shabbos, you bring the Korban Tomid. Clear, we understand that. But what about the Docha Tumah? How do we know that if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Betumah, that you bring the Korban Tomid and that you bring the Korban Pesach? The Docha Tumah Minolon. How do we know that that is true as well? So Gemara says, Amre, we learned that out. Ki hechi diolav Pesach mi Tomid l'inyan Shabbos. So too, hochanami yolav Tomid mi Pesach l'inyan Tumah. That just like we learned through the Gzei Rishova of Moado, that the Korban Tomid is Docha Shabbos. We learned that out from Ola Shabbat B'Shabbato. So you're allowed to bring the Korban Tomid even on Shabbos. We learned that through the Gzei Rishova, Moado, that the Korban Pesach is also Docha Shabbos. The reverse, the Gzei Rishova works the other way as well. That just like the Korban Pesach is brought when Klai Yisrael is B'Tumah, so too the Korban Tomid can be brought when Klai Yisrael is in Tumah. The majority of Klai Yisrael is in Tumah, the Tumah prohibition against not bringing a Korban when people are Tomid is overridden. Now, Gemara says, "Upesach gufim minolin." Okay, great. So we learn the Gzeir Shavu both ways, but how do we know that the Korban Pesach is Docha Tumah? Amr Yochim, because you have Pasuk. The Amr Kora, the Pasuk says, "Ish ish kiyet Tomil nefesh." It tells us that if a person, it says the Lashon ish ish twice, will be Tomil nefesh. So ish nidche lePesach sheni. The focus is on a person, a single person. If he's Tomei, he's Docha, and he brings a Pesach sheni. However, that implies that if it's a tzibur, v'ein tzibur nidochin lepesach sheni. But the tzibur doesn't get pushed off. And if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, so then they bring a pesach rishon, they don't get pushed off to pesach sheni. So therefore, just like the korban pesach is brought betumah through the moado gzei reshava, so through the korban tomid is brought betumah. That's Rav Yochanan's point. However, Reish Lakish disagrees. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, why don't we darshan it this way? Why did you dash in the pusuk the way you did, that only an individual doesn't bring it on Pesach Rishon, he goes to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur does? You could have dashed it this way. Ema, ish, ish, when we say that a person, he is nidcha lePesach Sheni. But maybe the tzibur, less utakanta, they can't bring it low with Pesach Rishon, low with Pesach Sheni. That the tzibur is stuck. If the tzibur is tameh, they don't have the option of a Pesach Sheni. Only an ish has the option for a Pesach Sheni. And guess what? If the tzibur is tameh, they won't be carbon Pesach that year. That's what Reish Lakish says. You could dash in the pasuk that way. So therefore, Elam Reish Lakish, but that's not true. That's not the halacha. We know that the Korban Pesach is brought at the Tzibur's tummy on Pesach Rishon. So what is the source? It's not Reish Lakish says like you wanted to learn Rav Yochanan from Ish Ish, but it's the following drasha. Elam Reish Lakish Lehocha. You're learning that from this pasuk. It says Vishalchu min amachane kol tzarua v'chol zov. The whole Tomei Lenefesh, that a person who is either a Mitzora, a Tzorua, or he's had a certain discharge to make him into a Zov, or he's Tomei Lenefesh, he became into contact with Tumas Meis, so all of these people are not allowed to stay inside the Azora, they have to be sent out Min HaMachaneh. they're not allowed to be in the Machne Shechina, which is the equivalent in the Beis HaMikdash to the Azor. Now, Yomar, let us say, Tumei Mesim, you could have just said in this Pasuk that we send out Vishalchu min HaMachne, why did you have to say called Tzuruah V'chol Zav? If you just said V'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. Now, Tomei L'Nefesh in some ways is a lower level of Tumei, in some ways it's a higher level of Tumei. You need Hazor Shlishi V'Shvi, you need an additional Tahara process that you don't have by the others, but in some ways Tomei Meis is less of a restriction than being a Zav or a Metzorah. And we'll discuss this in an upcoming shiurim. But for now, Rish Lakish is saying, you didn't have to tell me that a Zav or a Metzorah is not allowed to stay in the Machne, once you told me that a Tomei Meis is not allowed to stay in the Machne, because I would have had this following Kal v'chomer. I would have said, Im Tmei Meis Mishtachim, if a Tomei Meis is not allowed to be in the Machne, so Allah has kama v'kama, the more stringent Zavin and Metzorahin, lo koshikein, they're certainly not allowed to stay in the Machne. So why did the Pasuk tell me, Bishalchu min ha-Machne kol Tzeruah v'chol Zav? We turn to Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Ella, it comes to teach us, Yesh l'choshah, there is a time, Shezavin u'mitzorayin mishtachin, that the Zav and the Mitzorah are not allowed to be there. However, the Tomei Meis is. The Ein Tmei Meis in mishtachin. The Tomei Meis is allowed to stay there. He doesn't have to be sent out. What is such an example of the Tomei Meis being allowed to be inside the Azara and the Zav and the Mitzorah not? Ezeh? Zeh Pesach habo b'tumah. This is exactly what Rish Lakish says, the Raya, that a Pesach with the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, and it's Tomei Tumas Meis, so then they can stay and bring the Korban Pesach, whereas if the majority of Klai Yisrael were Zav, the majority of Klai Yisrael were Mitzara, they wouldn't be able to do so, they have to be sent from the Machaneh. That's Rish Lakish's darshaning of how we learn out that a Tumas Meis in the majority of Klai Yisrael is going to be Docha, the Korban Pesach, and then through the Gzeir Shavah, Moad the Moad, though, we learn it's Docha, the Korban Tumas as well. Abaye doesn't like that answer. Amar Abaye, Ihachi, if what you're saying is right, then what did it have to say, Vishalchu min ha-Machaneh kol Tzeruah v'chol Zav? All it had to say was, Yomer, Zav u'tmei meisim. Just tell me that the Zav and the Tomei Meis can't stay there, Ayomar Mitzorah. And it's unnecessary to have said Mitzorah, because after all, Mitzorah is even more strict than a Zav or a Tomei Meis. And therefore, Vani Omer, if your drasha is correct, it just had to say, Zav and Tomei Meis, and Zav mishtaleach, Mitzorah lo kol shekein. So then all you had to do was tell me the Zav and the Tomei Meis, and I would know the Mitzorah by itself. Therefore, since it didn't say that, it said, Yishalchu min ha-Machaneh kol Tzeruah v'chol Zav, Ela, Yesh l'choshah she-Mitzorah mishtachin, it must be that there would be a time that the Mitzorah is sent out, Ve'ein Zavim u'Tmei Meis mishtachin, and the Zav and the Tomei Meis are allowed to stay in. Ve'ezeh, zeh Pesach haba b'tumah. So if you're correct, then even if the majority of Klal Yisrael was Zavim, they still should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. And then, through the same principle of the Gzeir Shav Moad Amodo, the Korban Tumah. But that's not true. Are you going to tell me B'chitei Moach and Amiyeh that it is true? That if, in fact, if the majority of Klal Yisrael is Zavim, you can bring the Korban Pesach, you can bring the Korban Tumah. That's not true. We learned in the Mishnah, later in the Masechta, it's going to teach us what none, Pesach Haba B'tumah, that only a Pesach that is Bo B'tumah is allowed to be Docha, the majority of Klai Yisrael's Tomei Meis, you can bring the Korban Pesach. Lo yochlu mimenu, zovim v'zovos, nidos v'yoldos. But when it is brought betumah, so the people that are Tomei Meis can eat it, but the people that are zovim v'zovos, the men or the women that have this ziva discharge, or women that are nidos, or women that just gave birth and they're Tomei Tumas yoledes, they're not allowed to go and eat from the Korban Pesach. No, if they eat, the Yomachlu Peturin, they're not going to be Chayiv Kares if they eat from it, but the bottom line is, only a Tomei Meis is allowed to eat from it, and not the Zav and Zavos, Nidos and Yoldos. So if you were correct, Reish Lakish, the Zavim should be allowed to go and eat. So therefore, Abai says, your answer, Reish Lakish, is wrong, and Rav Yochanan's original teretz of Ish Ish, that Pasuk is the real Pasuk. Elomar Abaye, Lola Mikra Kama. We learn that from Ish Ish. That is the Pasuk. No. What about the argument that Rish Lakish gave to Rav Yochanan? If that was true, then it wasn't necessary to tell me the Zavin and Mitzorayim. So the way that Rav Yochanan darshaned it was incorrect. So therefore, Abaye says, the Ola Mikra Kama is right. However, Im Kain, Nichta Rachmoni Ish Ish Kia Tomei, without saying Tomei Lo Nefesh. Why do you need the extra word Lo Nefesh? Lomeli, what's the extra benefit of having the word Lo Nefesh in the Pasuk? So Abaye says, Lechitemi, you're going to tell me, Hai Lo Nefesh, that's exactly what is coming to teach us, that HaTomei Meis Hu Dinidche LePesach Sheni Avol Shar Tmeim Lo. You're going to tell me that that's the drasha?
But that's not true as well. Votanya, Yochlo Yuosim Pesach Sheni Elitmei Meisim Vishoya Vaderech Chachoka. I might have thought that the only people that are allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni are somebody that was Tomei Meis, or if somebody was on a Derech Chachoka. And I would have said that Zovin Umetzoroyin Uboali Nidos, that they're not allowed to. How do we know they are allowed to? Minayin Talmud Omer Ishish. I need the Pasuk Ishish to tell us that. So then why Lenefesh, the Kosev Rechmona Lomeli? Why do I need the words Lenefesh? So Abaye says, Elohochi Kamai, this is the way you have to darshan it. This will answer Reish Lakish's question on Rav Yochanan. Elohochi Kamar, Ish Nitchele Pesach Sheni, Vein Sibur Nitchele Pesach Sheni. The drasha that we originally gave, it says Ish, so an individual man is pushed off to be Pesach Sheni if he's Tomei Meis. The Tzibur doesn't go bring, if the Tzibur is Tomei Meis, the majority of the Tzibur is Tomei Meis, they don't bring Pesach Sheni, they bring a Pesach Rishon. Eloavde Betumah, they're allowed to go bring the Pesach Rishon Betumah, and the Xer Rishava of Moado tells us the Korban Tamid also. If the majority of the Tzibur is Tamid, you can bring the Korban Tamid. No, that tells me the Tzibur Betumma, that's only Betame Meis. When can we do this? It's only regarding the Tame Meis. Avoshar Tumos Loavde. We don't have the right to go and do it because of the extra word Lo Nefesh. So therefore, the drasha that Rav Yochanan originally gave is right, but the reasoning that it's not applicable to a Zov or a Metzora is because of the extra word lo nefesh. Shar tumos lo avde. You're not allowed to go and do them if the majority of Klai Yisroel to be Zavim or Mitzorayim, so then you can't do that. That was the word lo nefesh comes to teach us. And then the Xerishav of Moado tells us that it applies not only to the Korban Pesach, but also to the Korban Tamid. This is a good break point. We went down pretty far. With this, we conclude today's share.